This week on Video Deathloop.
Ladies and gentlemen, the unicorn!
Plus, we gotta make sure it's not glowing first. Hey everyone, welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your host this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-host, Aaron Littleton.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hello, Dolly. What is Hello, Dolly? It's in my lexicon.
It's a song, right?
Is it a song?
I mean,
because I felt like kind of singing Hello Dolly when I said it, but when I really came down to think about it, is it a song? Is it a musical? Is it a musical that has a song by the same name inside of it?
It could be. It could be like a title track, or at least like something. It is a pleasant sounding series of words together where I feel like even if it wasn't part of a musical, someone would be like, you know what? We're going to put it in our musical just as that term on there.
Why not? Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. That's
remember,
all they do.
Remember Dolly the sheep, the clone sheep?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever happened to her? Did she ever become like, did she get on like Britain's Got Talent or something? I look just like my mom. That's my talent.
Yeah,
because I am my mom on a genetic level.
I don't actually know how old sheep live, so I presume the sheep is hella dead at this point. But
I mean, it could be. Was it like 20 years ago? Was it like 20 years ago? Like
something about like a little bit. About 20, like maybe a little over 20 years at this point. I feel like it was that early, like we had 9/11 and Dolly being
the Dolly the sheep. It's kind of the same. Yeah, it's all in there, you know.
Yeah,
DDR, Dolly, and death.
John Madden.
John Madden died. Wait, he only died kind of recently, right?
Kind of recently. I was thinking, the Dolly thing might have been actually late 90s too a little bit, because I remember I like hearing about it. Like I had this is a weird memory, but I remember. I bought like a Madden game. It's like Madden 96 or like something at the time. And I remember hearing about like they're going to clone a sheep, or they have cloned a sheep, and something in between there on there.
You have this neural connection between Madden 96 and the cloned sheep, Dolly?
I mean, yeah, they cloned the video game, they cloned a sheep. They can do anything. It's the future, man.
I guess that's true. It's 96. There's time for clones, there's time for John Madden football. Mm-hmm. I remember being like such a wet blanket about Dolly the sheep, because I feel like people were like, they cloned a sheep, and I think people in their minds had some sort of like, you know, like two glowing pads like setting on the ground, you know, like kind of elevated up, and you put a sheep on one, and there's like a big red button you hit, and there's like a klaxon going off, and then the other, you know, it like scans the one sheep, and then it like materializes a second cloned sheep on the other side, and right. And they're like, they cloned it, and like maybe I just underestimated everyone else, but I felt like when people were going on about cloning sheep, that's sort of what they were imagining, and not like, oh, somehow we made the mother's embryo like start to develop based on her own DNA. Like we injected her DNA into mm-hmm. the egg, and then it fertilized.
Right.
And then so it's got the same DNA. Like it seemed kind of bullshit, like, honestly. It like, yeah, sure, you did it. Okay, good job. But, like, you didn't have, you know, like a klaxon, and you didn't have glowing pads that scanned sheeps.
Yeah, it would have been cooler if they did. Like, they had, like a platform, like in Chrono Trigger, where, like, you put the two on there, and, like, a sheep appears on the other one.
Exactly like a Chrono Trigger, John. Exactly like a Chrono Trigger.
The I took a quick bing on that, and Dolly was 1996, so there is a reason why I have this Madden 96 memory in my head. Smart.
Did it say she was dead or alive or?
Oh no, she died in 2003. So,
you know what? In my head, I had the year 2003 in my head. I mean, if that's Dolly's death year, then like fair enough. But somehow, you know.
Oh, it has a cause of death on here too: euthanasia. So.
Just fucking killed her.
Yeah, I thought I was like, enough? Oh, maybe I was thinking maybe 6 years. That seemed like a natural age for a sheep to be, right?
Maybe enough of this cloning bullshit.
Sorry, Dolly's not in the budget anymore.
Not in the budget. Surely someone would want to study me. Nope.
Nope. They when we presented you, they all went boo. It's like Jurassic Park. We saw that movie. We want new clones. We want fucking platforms and shit.
Yes. There's this guy, Aaron Littleton. He's been going around talking about how uninteresting the cloning process that created you was compared to glowing platforms and like spinning orange lights and klaxons and big red buttons.
Like, what's his expertise? He's in middle school. He knows a lot.
He's one of those kids that thinks he's smarter than everyone else.
It's like, well, I want to live. Too bad this kid said so.
Yeah, he's really got a following. He has, in the future, he's got a podcast, and you really don't want to be on the wrong side of him.
Yeah, they get sponsors on occasion.
Like, how do you know about the future? It's like a mat. It's like a time machine, like a glowing button. No, it's bullshit. Knowing the future too, we can't let him know about it. We're really worried he'll make fun of us for how we can read the future.
Yeah, we have a. It's a glove. It looks really embarrassing. You have to wear it the entire time you're in the future, and everyone makes fun of you. It's bad.
Yep.
Anyway, euthanasia. Have fun, Dolly.
We've euthanized Dolly. She had to have been like sick, right? It couldn't have just been that, like, we're done with her. Let's get it out of here.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, she was euthanized on Valentine's Day. Hold, okay, but she had progressive she had progressive lung disease and severe arthritis at that point.
Oh, so she had clone disease.
Yeah, like, you know, progressive clone disease.
Yep, progressive clone disease.
Yeah. It seemed like reading down the list, it's like progressive, like, you know, common things for sheep to have at that age. So, you know, maybe, like, they at least cloned her well on there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So like,
I mean,
probably,
even it was sort of boring.
Yeah, they could have... Like we got really excited about that sheep. It's like, hey, we can clone other things too. Yeah, sure, whatever.
Yeah, but why?
Yeah.
Everyone sucks. We don't want any more of anybody.
Yeah.
We have enough. We have a fucking enough of everyone.
Just like we had those national protests. We've had enough of everyone, and like no one showed up because we had enough of the protesters out there as well. Just everyone just like go to your homes.
Please
just
stop.
Have enough. Arms crossed.
We'll just stop doing boring science. Thank you.
Yeah.
Let us know when you have spinning orange lights and glowing pads.
Don't forget
the klaxons.
Yeah. Do you at least have a Tesla coil, Mr. Scientist? I didn't think so.
No. We have like a needle. We have a needle. We
I don't like needles.
Into the egg.
Ooh, no, I don't like needles. Needles are scary.
Well, that's what we have. That's how we do science here in boring clone lab.
No, that makes me double. It's boring and hurdy.
Sometimes you just got to live with science. It's kind of boring sometimes.
Man, I wish I had... You know what? I'm switching up the video just from our discussion. I had two videos picked out this week, and I was not sure which one to choose.
Oh,
and
wow.
I think I'm going to pick the other one here for that. As I'm doing an audible, a Madden 96 audible. I'm switching from a run play to a pass play right now.
Okay.
And I got it all together. I had it on there just in case I was thinking about it. And I feel really resonance with this one coming in. You have no idea what video I've chosen, though, right?
I do not, no.
Good, good. I guess I did Intel just a second ago as well, so that's also good. On yeah, that. But
we're on equal footing.
Yeah, but we're gonna watch this one together, and you at home can hear us talk about it in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it's the trailer.
The trailer to a David Warner film.
A David Warner film.
Just like about a unicorn being born in a farm.
A magical unicorn that yeah. happens after it's seemingly a lightning strike.
That's how unicorns are born, man. That's the science we want.
Okay, did I have no idea about this at the least. I have no idea what this is.
This is a, admittedly, the only reason why I know about it is because there was a riff track a while back for this that I watched with a friend. A shout out to Trey on that. And the, it's just like this entire, the thing that kind of got me for it is one, it's the trailer just takes the entire plot of the film and just condenses it into a 2-minute YouTube trailer. So good news. You don't have to watch the movie, Aaron.
So I know it now. I know what's happening. A horse was sick. There was a lightning strike. It became a magical unicorn. Mm-hmm. Bad guys are after the unicorn. There's family drama.
Always.
There's nuns. I think someone must have gotten sent away to nun school instead of getting to stay on their magic unicorn farm. But now the unicorn's going to be a big hit at the circus.
Oh, no. They're rescuing
it from the circus. The circus man is evil.
Yeah, evil. There's like, there are 5 different villain arcs in this movie, and they're all trying to get the unicorn. But only one of them actually pans out and gets a unicorn. They keep trying to make the other ones relevant to the plot, and then instead of them having to go away, they just all appear. Also, the unicorn flies.
Is it quite possible that the unicorn movie, they filmed it and it was like 45 minutes long or something, mm-hmm. and they said, "Oh my God, this is not long enough to be a movie." Mm-hmm. And then they just wrote this whole other arc of these two villains that are after the unicorn, and then it just never really interacts with anyone else. You know, like they're just doing their goofiness just to fill out the runtime.
Yeah, no, it's entirely possible. This movie has like a runtime of 1 hour 15 minutes, I think, or something like that. They were like, like we finished the movie. We used all our special effects on that initial unicorn CG at the beginning. It's like, how much time do we have? Yeah, we got like 45 minutes to still do a film. Shit. Okay.
Let's just write something that happens totally unrelated to everything else and cut it in. Like this is an important plot point for the little unicorn.
Right. The unicorn also has the ability to, you saw it has the ability to fly.
At the end. Which is not traditionally a unicorn power.
It's more of a Pegasus.
Pegasus power, yes. Potentially other. Can you think of any other horses that, like magic, besides Pegasus, right? Like, could you have a rocket horse that has rockets on its, you know, hooves?
Oh, yeah. That would be cool. I've never seen one. I would like to see it.
Yeah. It's like a jet horse.
Yeah. The horse can also heal wounds, but they never use it for anything. Like, they don't, like, the horse doesn't, like, stab, like, the unicorn doesn't stab people with it and then heal the wound or anything. It's just like, oh, you fell over and got a scrape. Hold on, let me clear that scab. It's like, no, I got some peroxide. No, it's like, nope, I'm going to heal it.
What is the limit of the unicorn healing power? Is it, you know, minor, you know, scratches, or can it, you know, near death the unicorn can heal you?
It seemed to be like mostly just minor scrapes. Be able to like a
okay.
I can't. We like
don't.
A
we don't explore it. I guess is what I'm saying. It's like there's never a point where it's like you've been gored by the unicorn. Quick, unicorn, heal him. Oh yeah, no, it's too much for the unicorn.
Yeah, honestly, if this movie wanted to pad the time out by just like the unicorn goring people and then healing them up, that would have been a pretty good use of the time, in my opinion.
It's the unicorn. It's the entire intention of the unicorn to gore them and then heal them just so they experience pain. Yeah. Like, is the unicorn an evil unicorn that just loves to injure and then heal people to injure them again?
I think it would be a chaotic neutral unicorn, basically. It's like, I need you to understand this, but also it's fun for me.
I mean, I get it once, right? Where you're like the unicorn like goes up to someone that can sort of spread its holy word. It's like, listen, I'm going to gore you and now I'm going to heal you. And now you can show everyone that I can heal them. So just bring real, you know, real sick people to me and I'll take care of this.
Yeah. Yeah, right, right. Just as a proof of concept. But
then if the unicorn just keeps it up, it's like, oh, please help. I need a kidney. And the unicorn, you know, gores you with its horn and then heals you, also restoring your kidney. That's one. That, I mean, I guess still ultimately you are indebted to the unicorn. But the unicorn is kind of a dick in this scenario.
I mean, I guess it's like a tit for tat situation. It's like, I will heal everything wrong with you, but also I will heal this wound I'm about to make.
If you will let me just engage in my bloodlust.
Yes. Let me get sated a little bit. Thank you. The horse flies and might explode at the end of this movie, like right here. Like the horse goes, like they let at the very end of the movie, they're letting the unicorn go free. And I think just explodes. I think it just dies. There's like firework effect happening, like hitting the ground and stuff. I think it just explodes and dies. And that's the end. There's no explanation.
I mean, sure. Life is meaningless and chaotic. And any unicorn you meet will explode.
Mm-hmm. At any time. They have like a CG horse at first part. It's like, nah, we're gonna use a real horse. That's way cheaper.
Is it CG?
The first part, not this one's not, but the first scene that shows it is like either looks CG or like modified CG of some sort.
I mean, the unicorn, it looks like it has sort of the lightsaber effect added to it, right? Where they're like just sort of making, it's almost like they're just fucking with the actual film or the negative, right? To make it glow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is like a ton of rotoscoping. Unless they green screened this entire horse, which, I mean, hell, they might have. Right, like this does say this was in 2002, 1 year before we euthanized Dolly the sheep for being sort of an uninteresting science experiment that I have just made everyone hate. but yeah, you could have just painted this whole ass horse green and then, I don't know, green screened it to glow or something. I don't know. I'm not an early 2000s digital effect artist.
That is the kind of science, though, that the humanity wants. And they were like, we think about like green screen in a horse, and then like just doing like a minor effect that we could probably do easier otherwise. But what if we did that? I'd be like, yeah, sign me up.
Where you can do something much healthier for the horse. Oh no. You have to understand, this unicorn, he gores people just to heal them.
Yeah. That's not even part of the script. We just we had to write it in because it just kept happening.
Yeah. And even though I'm not on the same level of fiction as the horse, like I'm one level up in this fiction that we're creating, John, you and I, like this guy has to paint this horse green just to punish the horse, or perhaps to cause it to have the bloodlust it's looking for.
This effect right there.
I see what you're saying. Okay. I see what you're saying, that it looks like CG, but I don't think it is. I think it's just they have slowed down the filming of the horse.
Okay.
Because it moves very unnaturally. And I guess if someone had told me that at the first scene the horse was CG, I probably wouldn't be super surprised. But the look of the horse, it still looks pretty realistic.
Right.
Maybe even though the movement is very strange. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Maybe there was two different, maybe there was the original visionary digital FX artist that was like, I'm going to green screen a horse, and what is the horse going to say about it other than I'm going to green screen a horse? And then like they got into that, and then like they realized like it's like, oh, he's going too far. We gotta make sure this guy, we gotta get him off the shoot. But it's like, but after that's done, it's like, well, we have a green screen horse. What do we do now? I don't know. Make it glow and shit.
He's glowing. He's a unicorn. He's gonna glow. Unicorns glow, right? Like, I've never heard of that. Why are unicorns glowing?
Yeah. Would you prefer if a unicorn, like if you found a unicorn or met a unicorn, whether to get healed or just to see the unicorn, would you prefer it be glowing or not?
Well, let me think this through. I mean, I think there's an answer here. The glowing unicorn does make me feel, if I was trying to meet the unicorn for magical purposes, right? Like for healing or for some other like magic spell usage.
Right.
I do think I would prefer it to glow, because then I would know beforehand that I can trust this horse to be magical enough, right? Mm-hmm. And now that I've seen that horse again, John, we just saw it again, I do think that's a CG horse.
Yeah, so you changed just as quickly on that, changed the mind there.
Yeah, it moves very unnaturally, and now that, but see, I knew it moved unnaturally, but I thought the details were fine. But then I looked at the details, and I also think this is just some bullshit PS2 horse.
maybe the horse was just born at that point. Maybe the horse was loading.
It could be the horse was loading.
But yeah, like, I guess all the polygons.
I guess if I needed the horse to this, like whether it should glow or not. If I needed the horse for magic, yes, glowing. If I was like, I guess active magic, right? If I was meeting the unicorn for other reasons, which I can't think of very many reasons why I would want to meet a unicorn, because I could meet a horse fucking any day in this life, and I just don't want to, because I don't have any use for like a normal ass horse, and right, a unicorn is just a normal ass horse, but like with a weird bone, so it's just not that great. Yeah, it could not glow. It'd be less irritating, I guess, if it didn't glow.
You would be like you would get there, and if it didn't glow, be like, oh, the healing unicorn doesn't glow. Okay, I
wouldn't trust it. I would be like, I think I'm just gonna go back to a doctor at this point. If your unicorn does not glow like it's a 2002 really cheaply made movie, then I'm not in. I guess if I was going to slaughter the unicorn for parts.
Whoa. Okay. Continue.
Because I mean, you don't have to dig very deep into unicorn, you know, sort of legends to come up with, you know, useful unicorn parts, right? Like unicorn blood is supposed to be sort of magical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Usable for like immortality or healing or something.
Sure.
Something along those lines. Yeah. I mean, unicorn blood. Let's drain this unicorn. Let's get all of that blood.
Even if it wasn't like good for healing, you could probably convince some like high society nobles that like, it's like, yeah, unicorn blood. Check it out.
You're going to want to drink this. You need to drink this unicorn blood. Absolutely. And then also unicorn horn also in many legends like heals, you know, sickness or poison or whatever. So you have a horn.
Yeah.
You can heal yourself with it. At least it does in NetHack, the seminal roguelike video game. Yep. Unicorn horn for your ascension kit. So for sure, like, I don't think I'd want to kill like a glowing creature if I was going to kill and, you know, field dress it.
It's like, okay, so you're saying that like if it didn't glow, let's use it for parts. If it does glow, you trust it.
This is a part and out uniform. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get this to the unicorn chop shop. Let's harvest everything we need from this unicorn.
It's just
glowing
a normal
uniform. Glowing unicorn gets to just heal me or do magic stuff.
So it's just a normal car shop, but it says like unicorn chop house on the top of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Just raise up the unicorn, get some tools.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start carving. It's just a butcher shop. It's a butcher shop for unicorns. Okay? You could go on eBay right now and buy cans of horse meat. It's not hard.
True.
It's not hard. So, again, we get back to the point that a unicorn is just kind of a horse with a weird bone.
Yep.
So,
sticking up.
I guarantee there's butchers out there that would make quick work of this unicorn. If you needed unicorn steaks, unicorn ribs, unicorn, you know, anything you need, just anything you got. Like, there's a professional out there.
Yeah. The problem is, though, you only have one unicorn at that point. And, like, if you're going to be, like, chopping up this unicorn, you don't have, like that's all you're going to have. Unless, if you get, like, the dolly cloners involved on this?
Yep.
It's time to bring back that good old-fashioned boring science, Aaron.
I guess you're right. I guess boring science is less boring when applied to unicorns, huh?
It is. I'm presuming that we're chopping up the unicorns that don't glow, so we want to make sure it's not the glowy kind. I guess here, but we
could gene sequence it, right? Like we can get some geneticists at this point to be like, where's the glowing gene? Go ahead, let's rip that out. Let's put it, you know, with frog DNA, like in Jurassic Park,
right?
So it stops glowing, and and then we'll give birth to some, you know, just parting out unicorns for a while.
Okay. I want to see them like install a light switch where you can turn the glow on and off on a unicorn. Just,
I mean, sure. I mean, why not? But I also think that a unicorn that could be flipped on to glowing is not one that I would feel incredibly comfortable like parting out.
Right. Like, that's like, I guess that's your, like, you show the examples of, like, unicorn. Like, that would be like, I was like, you only need one unicorn at that point to show, like,
okay, for like a unicorn
tutorial
showroom. Right. Yeah. It's like, if you need a cloned unicorn, your cloned unicorn showroom. On this side, magical miracles. On the other side, flank steak. Flip the unicorn to the situation you want to experience.
It's like a choose your own path scenario. What if this unicorn is glowing? So we chop up the unicorns, we make a business out of it. It's for the good of science.
Humanely.
And humanity.
Let's be very clear. We're being pretty blithe about our, you know, unicorn butchery, but this is a humane thing. We're not gonna mistreat these unicorns.
We got laws to follow on this. Like, we cannot sell unicorns parts for a profit if we are not following the letter of the law. Let's be
absolutely
honest.
Absolutely. These unicorns have one bad day, and it's the day that we drain their blood out.
Humanely.
Yeah, humanely drain their blood out.
Yeah.
Whatever that entails, we'll do it. By the way, there is a scene. We're gonna lose so many followers over this episode. People are like, you guys want to eat a unicorn? What are you talking about? I will say there's a scene in this completely unrelated to, you know, unicorn meat. There is a scene in this that looks like French Stewart is in this movie. And it's like there's one very brief French Stewart-y looking scene.
Oh.
And I mean, I think this is pretty, this would be a time when you might, French Stewart's star was sort of on the decline. He was picking up, you know, Inspector Gadget direct-to-video sequels, that sort of thing. So you could have French Stewart. I still think for a movie like this, he would be like a leading man somewhere, right? But
yeah, They got David Warner, though.
I swear, there's like a point where they're kind of early on the trailer. The bad guys, I think, they're in the unicorn stall looking at him, like kind of peering over a low wall. And French Stewart appears nowhere else except for there. And if it's not French Stewart, then someone else in this movie decides to look like French Stewart just for a very brief amount of time.
I think if you have the ability to look like French Stewart for a brief amount of time, you give it a shot and see if it works for you.
See how French Stewart-y you can do it.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't recognize anyone else in this film. So
not
which
at
leads
all.
Me to believe that David Warner got
see, there
a majority.
He is. There
of
he is. There is fucking French Stewart for
okay.
a second.
Yeah. I see it. I see what you mean. I see you.
I don't know that is him, but it sure as hell looks like him, especially from that angle. Maybe just all people look like French Stewart from the right angle. Maybe we are all clones of French Stewart, just adjusted via angle in our DNA.
What if we got some real science happening? What if we got that? We put a person on a platform,
okay.
and we spin
is
that
it
platform.
Glowing?
It is absolutely glowing. Do you take me for a madman, Aaron?
Okay. All right, is there a klaxon? I really need a klaxon involved.
There know, will be a klaxon. Not immediately, but there will be a klaxon.
Okay,
so,
all right. Okay.
So I think what we do is we spin them around. We have cameras pointing to the platform, and you spin them around 360, taking various shots, until you find the French Stewart angle. As soon as you find that, like, oh, they look like French Stewart here, the klaxon goes off.
The rotating orange light? Does we have a rotating orange light as well? Fritz Stewart alert. Klaxon.
Yeah. We got confirmation. Step off the platform. You're good to go. Here's your ankle.
It's time for some more cool science.
Yeah. Aaron, I'm tapping.
Okay. Thank you. Oh, thank God. Okay, good.
This movie looks
dreadful. And I do not say that lightly.
Oh, it's... I mean, it is an hour of your life that you will experience if you watch it, but there's other better ways. I'm trying to get it to, like, we're back to, like, the CG. I want to look at the CG horse. Okay, I've lost
CG horse.
Oh, yeah,
let's take a good long look at that CG, that potentially CG horse.
Yeah, the...
it's after the lightning brings the dead horse back to life in the shape.
Everyone looks concerned. Yeah, right there. It has weird knees. I'm just going to put, it's like really strong knees for a horse, and the horses have strong everything.
I'm sure. Yeah. I just, I guess it's just that kind of smeary 4x3 standard def kind of look. Right.
Right. It's like the CG guy went a little too Lisa Frank on it. And then the rest like, no, we got to dial it back. We got to save some of the budget here.
Let me bing the IMDb page for this film. And I do want to see if French Stewart is in the film.
I mean, there could be a cameo. There's a lot of, there is a scene in this film where there's a lot of people chasing after the unicorn. And, like, you know, to get a mob. Maybe French Stewart was just around town for the day. And it's like, hey, you want a small part in a movie? Yeah, sure. I'm French Stewart.
Small parts in movies is all I get. Nope, French Stewart not listed in the crew. Do you want to take a guess on the last time French Stewart worked?
No.
No, you do. Absolutely, you do not. Fair.
Like, I know he was in Inspector Gadget, so, right?
Yes, he was also in Third Rock from the Sun.
Right. I can't think of a single thing after that, I'll be honest.
Let's see. He had multiple films as of last year.
Oh, okay. Good.
He had a film called Bob Trevino Likes It. That got 8.2 rating on IMDb.
Did Bob Trevino like it?
I don't know. I've never heard of it.
Mm. Okay.
It's one of those movie posters that have a lot of like the sort of like ivy, like this played at a festival. look about it. You know, one of those. Mm-hmm. One of those. I shouldn't shit on French Stewart as much as I do.
No, no. He's working. He's getting the work done.
It's got John Leguizamo in it as well.
Heck, okay. All right. Luigi from Super Mario Brothers.
Yep. Exactly. Fucking Luigi from Super Mario Brothers. You got it.
I don't know. You could choose to watch it. You can learn all about the little unicorn, but really that 2-minute clip, which is the official trailer, by the way.
Right.
Just
no, I believed that.
Mm-hmm. It just has everything in it. It has everything you need to know about the little unicorn without going into it. They say that trailers reveal too much these days. This one reveals just enough, I think.
Enough to know you definitely don't want to watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm really excited. Our unicorn science sounds, our business is going to go through the roof. We just need to clone one unicorn. We got to find the unicorn, make sure it's not glowing, clone it, and then have an ethical business. That's all we have to do.
That's the point where I wonder.
No ulterior motives whatsoever between any of us.
Nope.
But yeah, that's a video death loop. We made it. We made it all the way through. Aaron, how do you feel?
I feel good, John. I feel good. I feel a little hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of want to eat some unicorn steaks.
Okay. We can order you some horse meat on eBay in a little bit.
Okay.
Get that sated for you, at least. Get that started on there. If you at home, we don't have extra for you, unfortunately, on that. But if you did like the podcast, you can review us on your favorite podcast platform. Give us as many stars as is allowed, or thumbs, or circles, or whatever. Whatever is the review metric for that site.
Yeah. Little like digitized hearts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like sloppy burritos. I'd love to get 5 sloppy burritos.
Oh, that would be so good, actually. I haven't seen a site do like just like the game, like the old Game Pro magazine, where they like, you know, the little guy being very excited about a game or very bored about a game.
Yeah,
I need let's bring the sloppy, like, we'll make the sloppy burrito a review metric. I would
be all right with that.
Yeah. Tell a friend, tell a loved one, tell everyone that you know that you were here when we watched the little unicorn movie trailer.
You did it.
You did it. We did it together. questions@videodeathloop.com. You can find us on Blue Sky at videodeathloop.bsky.social. I got it right this time. I know that's right this time.
/blue_sky.
Can we make a gopher, Aaron? just like the only podcast with a gopher address or something?
Yeah, why not? Let's start our own Usenet.
Yeah.
alt.podcast.videodeathloop.
I will load a Raspberry Pi right now and make that happen somehow.
I fully support this.
Yeah. Aaron, do you have any last words before we sign off?
Have a great week. Don't eat unicorns.
Please don't. They may not exist, or they may exist, whether they're glowing or not. Bye.
Bye.